The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, it really is difficult to admit that you're wrong. It really is. I mean, in relationships, in marriages, it is so difficult for a man to admit, yeah, I was wrong. Yeah, it's also difficult for a woman to just admit, I'm wrong. It's part of our fallen human nature to admit you're wrong. Maybe that is why people in large cities continue to elect people from a party that is destroying their city. You know, I was just saying, name me a major American city that is facing exploding crime. Name me one that's led by a bunch of Republicans. Now, some would say, well, Bob, that's because new American cities are being led by Republicans. Well, duh. Doesn't that tell you something? And my question was, why do they keep voting for the same party? And they get the same results. I mean, look at Columbus. How many years has Columbus been under the control of Democrats? And what's going on in Columbus now? Explosion of crime. Neighborhoods being ripped to shreds. And yet, for years, we have been told by Democratic candidates, elect me. We're going to deal with crime. We're going to get a handle on crime. We're going to rebuild our neighborhoods. We're going to rebuild our communities. We're going to build a bridge to minorities. We're going to feed the poor, give home shelter to the homeless. Just elect us. Just elect us. Just elect us. And we'll take care of all your problems. Unless I'm living on another planet, things are getting worse in Columbus and have been for a long time. And then there's this. All right. What political party dominates San Francisco? Do I even need to ask? Not only Democrats, far left leaning Democrats. I mean, kooky, loony left Democrats are in complete control of San Francisco. San Francisco has been one of the most beautiful cities in America. Joy and I were there several years ago. The decline had begun, okay? When we were there, the decline had begun. But there were still just beautiful places. We went to Fisherman's Wharf, of course. We drove across the Golden Gate Bridge. We visited the Painted Ladies. Joy absolutely loved the Painted Ladies. Those are the stately homes that are painted the bright colors. And then we went down the snaky street that I can never remember the name of, but we drove down that. We drove through downtown San Francisco, and we had a wonderful time. I mean, it's right on the bay. Spectacular city. Or at least it used to be. At least it used to be. When I was growing up in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, I used to hear people all the time say, you know, someday I'd love to move to San Francisco. The weather is beautiful. It's not as hot as it is here in Southern California. The housing is inexpensive. It's just beautiful. The restaurants. And seriously, growing up in Southern California, I used to hear people say, someday I'd like to move to the Bay Area. It's so beautiful up there. It's so congested down here in L.A., and maybe someday we could move to San Francisco. Huh. Not anymore. Listen to this headline. 40% of San Francisco residents plan to leave due to quality of life. Who did the poll? The local Chamber of Commerce? Yeah. The local San Francisco Chamber of Commerce did a poll, and the poll commissioned, let me now quote, the poll commissioned by the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce showed that just over 40% of residents plan to move out of the city in the next few years. 40% of residents plan to move out of the city in the next few years. Additionally, 8 out of 10 people polled said crime has increased in the city, and almost 90% of those polled said they believe that the homeless crisis has gotten worse. 90%. Do you have any idea how many millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars San Francisco has spent on the homeless crisis? Do you have any idea? Multiple millions of dollars have been spent on the homeless crisis. And guess what? It's worse. 90% of people in San Francisco are saying, you know, all that we've done for homeless, yeah, it's not working. Things are getting worse. Quote, for the second year in a row, 70% of residents feel that the quality of life in San Francisco has declined. Considered in light of the pandemic, these views are somewhat unsurprising. However, what stands out in the polling results is the strikingly high and consistent number of respondents who now view homeless and crime as the leading problems facing the city. 88% see homelessness as having worsened in recent years, and an overwhelming 80% see addressing this homelessness crisis as a high priority. Yeah. 40% in San Francisco say, I want out of here. 40%. We're planning on leaving in the next few years. 90% say the homeless crisis has gotten worse. 70% say the quality of life in San Francisco has declined. And guess what will happen in the next election? More of the same. More of the same. Can someone explain this to me? I mean, is it pride? Is it ignorance? Is it stubbornness? It cannot be common sense. That is for certain. It is amazing. And you know the crazy thing? You know where most of the people, well, the largest percentage of people who leave California, do you know where the largest percentage goes? What state? people fleeing California because of the loony left-wing policies? Do you know the state where they are fleeing the most to? Texas. Texas is receiving more people from California than any other state. And guess what? People are projecting that within the next 10 years, Texas will no longer be a blue state. Texas will become, Texas will no longer be a red state Republican. It'll become a blue state Democrat. It's happening. People in California are fleeing the liberal policies of California, moving to Texas, and voting for people who believe the same things that destroyed California. It's happening in Florida as well. It's nuts. All right, got to take our final break, and then we will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, did you know that if you care about unborn babies, you are part of a cult? According to the New York Times, you are. Well, at least a writer for the New York Times, to be fair. A writer for the New York Times by the name of Gary Wills. He is an author and historian and a proclaimed Catholic. So I find this quite incredible. He proclaims to be a Catholic. But in a New York Times editorial piece, he claims, quote, "The bishops are wrong about Biden and abortion." Now, first of all, I think that I find that very interesting that a Catholic would publicly say that the leaders of his church don't know what they're talking about. They're wrong. When the leaders of his church, the bishops, are upholding the official doctrine of the church. And I really don't comprehend this. Why go to a church that you don't agree with? Why do that? If you don't agree with what your church teaches, what in the world are you doing there? Why go? Anyway, he says, and I quote, "The bishops are wrong about Biden and abortion." In fact, he actually wrote a book called Why I Am a Catholic. So evidently he knows more about Catholicism than the bishops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, he says that anybody who condemns abortion is a member of the cult. Let's see. I want to get this correct. The cult of the fetus, I think, is what he said. I've got it marked here. Hang on. Yes. The cult of the fetus. He says that Catholics aren't so much criticizing President Biden for preventing an abortion as they're challenging him. He mocks the pro-life position, saying that those who identify as pro-life, listen to this carefully. He says that those who identify as pro-life consider any form of human life as sacred. Now listen to this analogy that he's using and understand that the New York Times actually printed this. Okay, let me go back and put it in context. He says that those who identify as pro-life consider any form of human life as sacred. But my clipped fingernails or trimmed hairs are human life, he says. They're not canine hair. This cult of the fetus has traveled even farther down the path of nonsense, he claims. So get this. This New York Times writer, well-known historian, author, who wrote a book on why he is a Catholic, compares his clipped fingernails and his trimmed hair to an unborn baby. There's no difference. You clip your fingernail off, that piece falls off. That was a part of a human. It's, you know, it's kind of human-like. And when you get your hair trimmed, your hair cut, all of that hair on the floor, well, yeah, that's human, but it's not life. He is actually implying there's no difference between an unborn baby in the womb and fingernail clippings and cut hair. Now, what is his ultimate proof of all that? He says, quote, some women of my own extended family have had abortions and still consider themselves Catholics. That's his authority. The bishops are wrong. The church is wrong. The catechism is wrong. 2,000 years of Christian history is wrong. But he has family members that had an abortion. They still consider themselves Catholics, and there you have the proof. And if you disagree, you are part of the cult of the fetus. His words, not mine. And the New York Times gave this guy credibility by publishing his opinion piece, The Cult of the Fetus. Sadly, and I don't mean this in a smart-aleck way at all, he is a part of the cult of death. Big difference. Folks, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it more than you could know. I hope you have a wonderful evening. And please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.